You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to Ace and Friends. Please allow me to be the first to say, what up, brother? Special teams, special players, special plays. Riggins got it. Yes, he got it.
I hate that dude.
Do what?
I hate that dude.
What?
I hate it. It's every time I see it, I block whatever page is sending it.
Rob.
Showing it to me.
So it's a sketch, a guy on YouTube, yeah, on TikTok.
I don't like sketch or Jinxie.
Wait, hang on a second. What is there not to love about sketch?
I don't like it. I don't know. I can't pinpoint it, but I don't like him. I hate those. Every time I have to turn the video off, and I just block whoever's trying to share it to me.
I went down the sketch rabbit hole yesterday just for a while. It's one of those people I had seen, but I didn't put it all together. And I got home, and Amanda walked in, and she did held her finger out, and I was like, "What? Like E.T.? Are we doing this?" She goes, "It's sketch," and I went, "Oh, I didn't. Hang on a second. I didn't put two and two together that's what you were doing. I didn't." It's follow huge. Along with yeah, that. Yeah,
it's big.
It's massive. He's huge on TikTok.
I think he's putting on like a character, and that's why I think that, because I also don't like Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't think he's a character.
I think he is.
I don't.
I've seen him talking to people outside of a camera being on him.
Yeah,
sounds a lot. He's normal.
Just shattering the glass.
I hate it.
Well, if sketch turns out to be acting, then I think that's wrong. I'm not, but I hope he doesn't. Yeah. Special teams, special players, special plays. Yeah. I did see there was a cool TikTok yesterday where the Tennessee Titans, maybe it was a couple days ago, whoever does the Tennessee Titans social media stuff greeted all the players as they were coming into the facility by holding up the one finger and go, "What up, brother?" And to see how they responded. And about half of them responded, "Special team, special player, special play." what is it? Tuesday? And they do the bird hands or whatever. So if you don't know who Stitch is, it's worth checking out. But that was a fun way to get started today. Rob hating on like one of the most popular people on TikTok. Yeah. That's a bar.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, yesterday I told you about life with a hot wife. Well, there's an update, and I don't really have not yet figured out how to share this update exactly with you in detail. It's not right. That is coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Who loves Aunt Millie's bread? Commuters who are running late and the cops that pull them over. Tired parents who live for nap time, and energetic kiddos who don't. Early birds and night owls, teacher's pets and daydreamers, the home team and their fans that know this is our year, and anyone who loves the freshest bread delivered daily to Columbus's favorite grocers. Because no matter where life takes you, Aunt Millie's brings you closer to home.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and Friends.
So, I make no bones about it. My wife is hot. I don't mean that in a braggadocious way, but I guess I kind of do. But I think it's kind of a common fact. I think most people find her to be very attractive. As one member of the radio family named Martha, who DM'd me yesterday to tell me, I get it. I know I quote unquote way outkicked my coverage on that. I know that. I'm aware of that. But thanks for pointing it out.
Thanks, Martha.
So, but my wife Amanda is a trainer and a personal trainer, and when you do that, they post a lot of pictures, like whether it's workout photos or pictures in a bikini. You know, that's. I did not realize that's a whole thing that turns out to be very inspiring for a lot of younger women. Is like she follows a ton of women who are really hot that post bikini photos because they're trainers or workout people. And that's, you know, the way it works. But that also means you open yourself up to comments from people. Now, yesterday I mentioned there was a guy that had sent her a bunch of comments about, I really think it's real hot when young women like yourself, like an older man. She's 31, I'm 55. And it was turning kind of creepy, and she never responded to the guy, which is kind of weird. So she sent me this, and I don't really know. I'm just going to share this with Riggins. So this comes from an account that has no followers and no one's following it.
Well, burner account.
At 1:15 a.m.
Yeah.
All right, Riggins. I'm going to hand this to you, and I don't really know how to sum up what that says.
Okay.
I don't really know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't think you can read that.
Yeah, let's put it this way.
It's
whoever this person is created an account to specifically send my wife a message that he really, really enjoyed looking at her photos.
Yeah, in like the crudest way that no woman on earth is going to be like, oh my gosh, you Romeo.
Yeah.
You modern day TikTok Romeo.
I said, what did you do? She goes, I reported it immediately. But she goes, what were they going to do? Clearly it's a made up account.
I think a lot of guys think that kind of language is like women are just going to love. And it's like the most vulgar way to phrase, like, I think you're attractive.
I am flabbergasted by that.
It's just like, what?
That guys have that thought.
What did you think was going to be the reaction? Like, yeah. Oh my God, thank you so much.
It's so weird. I'll explain more about this in a second. How unbelievably weird this is. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
So, Life with a Hot Wife is what I'm going to start calling these little segments from time to time. Because... So my wife got this message from a made up account. Doesn't follow anyone, no followers. And essentially was someone telling her that they really, really, really enjoyed looking at her photos at 1:15 in the morning. And then Ring's made a point. Like, they don't expect anything back at it. They can't. Because no one in their right mind would think that random woman who's never met you or doesn't know anything about you would respond to that and go, I'm very flattered. Thank you so much.
See, I feel like they do think that.
Well, it's weird for a couple of reasons. This is how quote unquote life of the hot wife is kind of weird. Now, I want to do something to like protect her from that, yet I also realize that's completely made up. You have no way of knowing who that person actually is. So, and she's reported it. That's really all you can do. So you just got to live with that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is these types of messages, I mentioned a second ago, I am flabbergasted. Nearly every woman I have ever encountered has gotten something like that via social media. And it, you know, by no means am I a prude by any stretch of the imagination. I am probably far closer to being a pervert than a prude. However, you don't know someone, thank you. When you don't know someone, sending a message like that is just, what are you expecting?
Yeah.
You cannot expect someone to respond to that positively.
Yeah.
Has any guy ever randomly sent a woman a picture of himself without her asking for it or something, or said these vile, crude things without her, and then gotten a positive response like, hey, thanks.
I just don't think that has ever happened.
Like, I was telling some friends of ours, maybe about a year or so ago, we were talking about this kind of stuff, and I said, I will send very crude messages to my wife, but she expects that. That's part of the package.
Little perv.
That's part of who I am. Some would say it's part of my charm. But she knows me.
Yeah.
She's not, offended by that because she knows that's part of the bait that kind of reeled her in.
Oh yeah. That's
what she says. And that's how she describes it. Yeah. She's like, That's why I love him right there.
That's right.
But again, I know her, so it's okay. Yeah. Right?
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
The good news today is such a heartwarming story. I have fallen in love with this story about a teacher and something he promised in 1978 that turned out awesome this week. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
I am so in love with this story today because I think it is wholesome and good in so many different ways. So the eclipse happened Monday, and there's a teacher, a retired teacher in Rochester, New York, who made the news. His name is Patrick Moriarty. Starting in 1978, now there was an eclipse in 1979, but starting in 1978, he told his students, there's another eclipse in 2024. You're all too young now, but I'll throw a big party in 2024 for the eclipse, and you're all invited. He did this year after year after year. He was a science teacher. Monday, he made good on that promise. Over 100 former students from the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s showed up at his house for his party. He had the entire thing catered. He had glasses for everyone. And he said it ended up not being about the eclipse at all. It ended up being about teaching. Quote, it's about the sharing. It's about the impact of teachers. It's about so much more, end quote. I just thought it was the nicest, kindest. It's the type of thing that you would think somebody says and nobody remembers and nobody thinks anything about it. And I don't know how he managed to put this all together. I would assume by now he used social media and, hey, if you're one of my former students, you know the promise that I made, and it's happening this year, or it's happening in a few days, it's happening in a month. Let me know if you're going to be able to make it.
That was 40 years, 50?
2018. No, 46 years ago.
Yeah. How old? He's got to be an old guy, right? He's a teacher in 78.
Yeah, he's retired. It never said how old he was.
That's amazing. That's a cool story.
You were teaching in 1978. It's been a while.
Yeah, like an older guy. That's cool, though.
I thought that was a really awesome story. He held up his end of the problem. But the fact that over 100 students showed up after all these years, from different decades, from various decades, is just really, really cool.
That is
cool
awesome.
Of them, cool of him, a really nice thing all the way around. And it does show that great teachers can make an impact in people's lives. It's great.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
I've come to a realization. I've known this for a while, that my life was pretty different than most people's. It's kind of weird. But I've come to a realization of just how weird it is. Based upon music and sharing music with my children. And it kind of, I think, puts in perspective, like, oh, that's, you're a little out of the ordinary. Coming up next, hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Music has always been a huge part of my life, and especially a huge part of my kids' lives, and my, what do you call it, my bond with my kids. Now, my daughter, Peyton, who passed away 3.5 years ago, shouldn't say passed away, she died, whatever, we bonded immediately over music. My son, Cade, not as much. So he's 21, and now, you know, 20 years later, I have a 9-month-old. So I started thinking the other day, and did a little math sitting around yesterday, just how weird this whole experience will be for all of us. When Peyton was about 10, I turned her on to the Beatles. And we were just going through. I said, look, there's some things you need to know now that you're about to. She just started expressing an interest in music. I was like, you need to know the Beatles. And one of the great moments of my life that I will, little things as a parent that I will never forget, is she and I went to a store one day. She was looking at clothes. We were out goofing off or whatever, and she was trying to put an outfit together, and I said, look, take this Beatles t-shirt, this denim jacket, and this scarf over here and put them together. She was like, that's ridiculous. And then I said, just please try it for me. And she tried it on and went, I like this. And I was like, boom. And I never let her forget it. But anyway, I turned her on to the Beatles, and she fell in love with the Beatles music. So I started thinking yesterday, hang on, Dax is 9 months old. So that would have been, say, 2009. Peyton was born in 1989. So in 2009, she was 10. And I turned her on to the Beatles, who, you know, were from the 60s.
Yeah.
To do the years. If you took the years, like, say, 40 some odd years, and shifted them for Dax.
Yeah.
In 10 years, when Dax is 10 years old, I'll be 65. Well, I'll be 66 by the time he's 10.
Right.
Damn.
You know what songs I'd be telling him about? Songs from the 90s.
Yeah. Well.
What?
Yeah.
If I were to go back the same number.
Yeah, late 80s, like, early
you
90s.
Need to know about Chumbawamba.
Sure. Smash
Mouth. You need to know Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
You're going to have to know some Edwin McCain.
Yeah.
Oof.
Edwin McCain, I love. The Big Bad Voodoo Daddy or whatever that band was.
Yeah.
One of those swing bands.
No Doubt.
Sure. And then, of course, the boy bands and NSYNC and Britney and all that. Yeah. You know. So, if Peyton had the Beatles, Dax is going to have, you know, Hanson.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with Hanson.
Nothing wrong with it. Hanson. It just shows you how weird different my life is.
Yeah.
The extremes of one kid to the other.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in one moment when you sit under the
glass. Yes, it is.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and Friends.
As we grow older, there are moments in time where you realize it's what's hip has passed me by to a certain extent. And I think in those moments, you become cooler by accepting it and learning to work around it.
I agree.
You know, you can't fight it because times change. There is a TikTok that Riggins found that shows how childhood insults have changed through the years. And now these are the types of things, a lot of times childhood insults will stick with you forever.
Yeah.
But I think this is absolutely hilarious.
My son said he was at school. Somebody said, "That's why you got on ankle socks and sweatpants." That was the third person that said something to him in 3 days. I say, "Man, what's wrong with ankle socks?" He said, "Dad, I don't know." I called my youngest son downstairs because I know I done washed some ankle socks. I know I have. So I say, "Man, you wear ankle socks?" He say, "I ain't had ankle socks on since I was a little kid." I was like,
I learned this from my son, from Kate, who's 21. It's a few years ago. I was like, "Look, why don't you get some socks while we're here, whatever?" We were at Dick's Sporting Goods. And I said, "Don't you want something that's not quite as hot, like ankle socks?" And he goes, "No, Dad, nobody wants ankle socks."
Nobody does. None of the kids do.
I was like, "What? You know, nobody wants ankle socks?" He goes, "Unless you're a girl." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
But a lot of times, not even girls want ankle socks anymore.
Yeah. That's crazy. But the mistake you would make is to get older and try to embrace whatever younger people are doing. Like if you're walking around with tall socks an adult.
If suddenly I'm walking around with, you know, calf socks.
Yeah.
I look silly, I think.
Yeah.
I feel silly.
You're right, though. You got to just embrace it and accept that, you're going to get ragged on and you're going to get roasted by people that are younger than you.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
And the other, and you just kind of ride that wave a little bit. It's fine. Yeah. And the other thing that goes, hey, just go no-show socks.
Yeah.
And that way, because no-shows are acceptable. Our calf socks are acceptable, but ankle socks are apparently definitely out today.
That's crazy.
Very immature.
Yeah. And you, yeah.
That's what the kids say. So immature.
Yeah. And how about that as an insult?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why you wear ankle socks. And everybody's like, "Hi, you got an ankle sock."
Yeah. "Oh, your mama bought you ankle socks?"
"Yeah, your mama got ankle socks." What?
I would argue that our childhood, or at least mine, insults were far harsher than saying you have ankle socks on.
They were real bad. I mean,
they've got it easy now if that's the worst insult you get.
Back on some of the things, and you're like, "Damn, we should not have been, like, those are terrible things we said."
Yeah.
Like, there was this guy that I'm not even going to say what we talked about. His mom was...
Yeah, I mean, it's always something about the mom.
It was real bad. It was like...
Ace and Friends.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
This fits so perfectly with what we were just talking about. The story you'll be talking about the rest of the day today, quite often, is not anything earth-shattering, news-breaking, like eclipse or, you know, whatever may be happening in the world. It's just interesting because it gives you a jumping-off point for conversations, such as this story that's in BuzzFeed today of random signs you're an old person now. Someone asked people to name random signs that you're officially old. For example, you know, last year it came out that if you dance with your hands in the air at all anymore, no matter your age, you're officially an old person. All right, so some of these are pretty good. Now, so I'm much older. I'm 55. Riggins is 36. Rob is 38. Riggins is about to be 37 in June. So some of the examples. You still print your boarding pass just in case.
That is an old person thing.
I get furious if I have to print a boarding pass.
That's ridiculous.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have to make a change at the airport, and then you have to print the boarding pass.
Yeah, yeah.
At the airport, like, oh, I can't stand it. You snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something. Like, I was told the guy, what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right, random signs you're an old person now. You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise.
For sure.
Is that you, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I took notice of this in my life a while back and have made a conscious effort to not make any sound when I stand up to get off the couch.
Because your wife will hear you?
Something? She was like, my God, you always have to make a sound. And I guess I was getting up, and whether it's like my knee hurts or my back or something, it's like, oh, just to stand up.
Like you're doing it for fun?
Yeah.
She's like, you always have to do that.
I don't even think about it. You use your speakerphone for most of your calls.
No, I don't do that. Earpiece, I got it from a
couple. Okay. You judge parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket. Like, it's March. That kid should really have a jacket on.
Yeah, that does seem old.
Yeah. Random signs that you're getting old. You watch the local news every night?
Oh, God.
You've recently stood outside a store waiting for it to open.
That's a good one.
You know exactly where the heating pad is. That's very true. You leave the plastic on things to keep them new. You've told the server, please give my compliments to the chef.
Oh, God.
And if you drive by a house and say, that's a nice house.
Yeah, I do that.
That means that you're getting older.
I tell the dog that. I'm like, look at that house. That is a nice house.
Meredith brings up this one house every time we drive by it. That's my dream house. I was like, well, okay, thanks.
Cool. That's an old person thing.
But at least you talk to a human, Rob. Riggins talks to his dog.
I'll criticize the house too. I'm like, that's not the right color for that house.
Those shutters are gross.
Riggins and his dog just right around looking at houses.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
How badly can your feelings be hurt when you're at your parents' house and they're not there? The things you see, it can be deadly to your self-esteem. We have proof coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Who loves Aunt Millie's bread? Commuters who are running late and the cops that pull them over. Tired parents who live for nap time and energetic kiddos who don't. Early birds and night owls, teachers' pets and daydreamers, the home team and their fans that know this is our year. and anyone who loves the freshest bread delivered daily to Columbus's favorite grocers. Because no matter where life takes you, Aunt Millie's brings you closer to home.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins, you go to your parents' house a lot alone, right? You're there by yourself a lot of times, right?
Sometimes,
not, yeah, a lot, but
not a lot, but yeah,
regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You ever found anything, you know, in their house? Not that you snoop, but you just look around and go like, what the hell is that?
Like, no, not that I can say.
Well, there is a TikTok that's out that is, I think, pretty hilarious because a woman is the oldest in the family. She is at her parents' house, at her mom's house. What is it? Listen to this, then I'll tell you what she actually sees.
Just at my mom's house, you know, letting her dog out, just looking around at stuff. It's very interesting, the stuff you find when you're just looking at stuff at your mom's.
On a desk, there are four books piled up. The top book, here's the title: When Our Kids Grow Up to Disappoint Us.
What a book.
Love that.
When Our Kids Grow Up to Disappoint Us. Ouch. And she just stumbles upon that.
She's, there it is. She's like, you know, I come over here, let the dog out. I just look up, see all a stack of books on the desk and just, oh, let me check them out. And you look, I wonder what mom's reading. Oh. And the book on the top, When Our Kids Grow Up to Disappoint Us.
God, keep that out of the public, you know. Keep that in your nightstand or something.
Have you ever seen anything at your mom's house, Rob, that made you be like, what is going on around here these days?
Not that I can think of, no.
Yeah. I can remember just going, like, before my mom really got into dementia. That's really not a good way to phrase that.
Got into dementia.
She didn't get into dementia.
like it's a club.
Right. Like one day she got interested in photography, and then she quit that when she got into dementia. things never really changed at her house. Things were, you know, everything had a place. And the books were the books. And if she was reading a book, that was the only other book that was out. You know, that she was, and when she finished it, she would put it away and get another book out, that kind of thing. So there wasn't anything like that was ever out. Now, once my sister moved in to my mom's house, it was like, what the hell is going on around here? What is this? What is that? I mean, she moved in to help take care of her.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, you'd open the door and on the TV, there's a, you know, what is the shooting game that became so popular?
Call of Duty.
Yeah. There's Call of Duty. And, you know, my sister's yelling at the TV as I'm coming through the garage into the house. You're like, God, that son of a bitch.
This is new.
You walk in the living room, there's my mom sitting in her chair, just giving you the look like, I don't know, man. But again, that was after she got into dementia.
Yeah.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and Friends.
What makes you really mad for no reason? This was posted on our Facebook page today. I thought this was a pretty funny idea that Riggins had. Things that make you disproportionately mad. Mine is the seatbelt. When you go to put a seatbelt on in the car and it snatches it, where for whatever reason it grabs and snatches it out of your hand, it drives me crazy. Let me give you another one real quick, too, that I thought of. In my car, and this makes me nuts. I don't even like this car that I have. When you go to listen to something and it says you have to click, on the thing, you got to click audio. And then it goes to a screen that says has one option on it, and you have to click something that says source. Then it goes to like Bluetooth or plug-in phone, AM, FM radio, whatever. Why does it go to a screen that says source? Because the only thing I can do is click the source button, and then it takes me to the sources. Why doesn't it just go to the thing, yeah, to with the sources?
Yeah, it's one option.
There is not a single time that I'll plug my phone in so it'll charge and I can listen to it. And I hit the thing and it goes to source. And not once do I not cuss at that. There's no reason for that screen to be up there. Like every time.
So stupid.
But a guy sent us one that I thought was great. He said, things that make you disproportionately angry. When you have a double sink in your bathroom and your wife won't use her sink.
What is that?
Why would she not? Because two sinks means two people. The rule is you have one and I have one.
Yeah.
And Amanda, I was telling her this a minute ago, earlier today, and she said, sometimes I use your sink because that's where the soap is. I said, I know. And 2 points. Number one, I don't like it. And number two, if you need the soap, take the soap over to your sink.
Or get two soaps. That's easy.
We've lived in this house 3 years. I have not one time have I even run water in her sink.
No. Yeah. Why? That's the whole point
of two sinks.
Yeah. It's like sleeping on the same side of the bed. It's like that. No, there's a big bed for a reason. You got to pick a side and stick to it.
I would be crazy if every time I walked in the bathroom, she had stuff on my side of the sink where she had been using it. What are we doing here?
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Get two soaps. It's about $1. You can get another
soap. I feel better now, though, because she thought I was a little extreme in my thought process, but I feel better now that someone has validated the fact that I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't even know why you would want to do that.
I don't either.
That is bizarre.
Very bizarre. Okay, but I'm okay then. I feel fine now.
Yeah. Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
KD Rob, fair to say in your life that the ear cleansing machine is one of your favorite things?
Yeah, it's fine. It's good.
That you and Meredith love that. Well, Meredith especially loves this thing.
Yeah.
Well, the revolt has started against the ear cleansing machines. Check this guy out on TikTok.
You know, you're not supposed to use Q-tips to clean your inner ear. Quiet, coward. I'm not going to buy your scam ear cleaner with a camera in it. I don't want to know what's in this cavity. I want to push it to the back and stay true to myself. Short-term pleasure, which usually leads to longer-term medical issues.
It's true. I totally agree with that.
I don't want to see what's going on.
No. It's gross.
Does it make you feel better about it, Rob? Like, because you know you can see that you're getting wax out of your ear or something?
It just makes me feel like I know it's clean in there.
Yeah.
Before, you're kind of like guessing if you've got everything with a Q-tip, you know?
Honestly, before, I was not guessing. I always felt pretty good about it. I still do. Like, you know what? I feel like this is pretty clean now.
I'm going to do it until it comes out clean.
Right.
Okay.
It's like putting a camera on your toilet paper. It's like, I don't need to see, like, I know.
Yeah. I'm pretty much going to have, I'm going to have a pretty good idea when I've done the work.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta put a GoPro up my back.
How often does Meredith use that thing, Rob? The ear cleaner?
I don't have a good number for you, but at least once a week. But it's not helping her right now. She has one that's so far into her ear, she can't get it out with that.
What do you mean she has one? What?
Like it's like a big chunk blocking her eardrum. She has to go to the doctor now because it's too far gone.
Any chance the machine has caused that? Like the little thing has pushed it back in there or something?
No, because she just bought this new machine because, like I told you before, she broke the other one.
Yeah.
And this was the brand new one, and she put it in. She goes, oh, I guess I got to go to the doctor.
Holy cow. Have you bought one of those ear flushing things that they use?
No, but that's what they do with the doctor, so she probably can save some money and just buy
one. It's like a water flosser for your ear.
Yeah. And they make those things like the ear camera scooper thing, but they make some with tweezers at the end so you could get in there and tweeze it potentially and pull it out.
Holy cow.
So does she have an appointment already made?
No.
Oh, she just keeps saying, I need to go to the doctor for this.
Yeah.
But she hasn't made the move to... There's no way I could go more than an hour without making that doctor's appointment. That would have been the first thing I did. I've got to get this taken care of immediately. That is wild.
There's a big chunk in there.
Just shoved down blocking her ear canal?
Mm-hmm. Damn. It's gross.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's gross, yeah. To be honest with you.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let's hit some stupid news headlines today. Not all of these are actually stupid. Some of this stuff could be considered pretty interesting, including what McDonald's is trying in the Netherlands that may be coming here soon that could change the game for all of us. But let's start with this. A poll asked people if they use their phone while using a urinal. 30% of men say they have used their phone while at a urinal. They say it's a little surprising since the urinals are in public places.
I thought it would have been 100%. Yeah. That seems way low.
It would be extremely rare for me. I'm sure I've had to do it at some point.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. McDonald's is debuting the first ever scented billboards. This could be a genius idea, or it could be nothing more than a social media ploy.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. It's only in the Netherlands. It is a bit of a stunt, but the billboards don't show any ads. They're just blank red or yellow signs. But what they do have are these big pipes on them. The billboards are located in very close proximity to a McDonald's.
Oh, that's funny.
And they pump the smell of the fries through the billboard.
That's funny. So it's just part of like their ventilation.
They tie into the ventilation system funny. And run the line to the billboard that's and cool. It just blows out through there. And again, it's only in the Netherlands right now. When they asked passersby what they noticed, people said French fries.
Oh, it smells like fries.
Telling them what it was. Like, hey, that's a McDonald's billboard. What do you smell when you go by? It was just like, when you drive through, what do you smell? What do you notice smell-wise?
Yeah.
And then the vast majority of people said, it smells like fries.
McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Again, it's unclear if they're doing this for real or if it's just social media clicks or if it's something that might be rolled out everywhere. But it does seem like it's a good idea.
Yeah. It's such an iconic smell, too, the smell of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Whether you just get the food or you go inside, you know that smell.
Yeah. I stand by the fact that I think it is a really, really good idea.
Yeah, for sure.
So, anyway, a little stupid news.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
How do you know if somebody has a daughter? You can tell by the way he speaks to a young lady. And there's a cop that's gone viral for something he's done that I find to be hilarious. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
When you have children, you have shared experiences. But when you get even more specific, the shared experiences become more detailed and grow. For example, if you're a mom to a son, all moms have certain experiences. All parents with sons have certain experiences, but moms have ones that are more particular. They're different from dads. When you have a daughter and you're a man, you have experiences with your daughter that are different from those of your wife. There's a police officer who is talking to a young lady he has pulled over, and he is giving her a breathalyzer test, or at least attempting to. And he's gone viral because everybody says the same thing. This guy definitely has a daughter.
Blow out, exhale, okay? You missed the whole tube.
Keep trying. Quit yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
But
this
is yelling at you.
I'm not yelling. See the difference?
That's funny.
I feel that guy with every fiber of my being right there.
That so sounded like a dad talking to his daughter.
Exactly like a dad. You're yelling at me. I'm not yelling at you. This is yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you.
You know if I was yelling at you.
Yeah.
Stop yelling at me.
His response is so perfect to that.
Yeah.
You know he's lived that moment several times before.
Sometimes phrased as, I'll show you what yelling is.
Yeah. That is so good, though. Yeah. So good.
I like that cop.
Yeah. I'm not yelling at you. This is yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you.
It took me by surprise a little bit, to be honest with you.
And the way he snaps it right back down is how you really know he's had that experience. This is yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you.
And I bet she got right in line after that.
She did. Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
I am Morgan Wallen. I, Ace of Ace and Friends, the modern day Mr. Rogers, am Morgan Wallen. Details next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
I am Morgan Wallen. Let us kind of set the scene for the week for Morgan Wallen. And we discussed this a little bit earlier in the week, that Sunday night, Morgan Wallen, 30 years old, apparently, and, you know, while doing some partying with some friends, threw a chair, a 20-pound chair, from the top of Chiefs in Nashville, and thank God didn't hit anybody. And he was arrested. Now, a video has emerged from 2019 that someone posted on the internet. Why they waited until now, I don't know. Or maybe it was there and nobody knew about it and it just became public knowledge in a big way. Of Morgan Wallen challenging a guy to a headbutting contest while in a bar. The bar is called Losers. Morgan Wallen's in a sleeveless t-shirt, pushing his head into another guy's head before the whole thing gets broken up by a bouncer. And the caption reads, quote, throwback to 2019 when Morgan Wallen was challenging my friends to headbutting contests on the patio at Losers, end quote.
Good Lord.
A headbutting contest?
Yeah.
He is so dumb.
He is dumb. Which means I am dumb.
Oh.
Because I am Morgan Wallen.
I forgot that's where this was going. Sorry.
I told y'all the other day, I have done, when I was in college specifically, more than any other time in my life, threw a couch over the balcony, jumped off a balcony, you know, all that kind of stuff. Food all over my, you get drunk partying and just start throwing stuff against the walls in your apartment, just being dumb. But I remember a night. It was actually, I'm sorry, let me rephrase. I remember an afternoon when I was with a couple of buddies at this bar behind my apartment that we hung out in all the time. And I got hammered playing Papa Shot, just hanging out with like 10 people in this bar. And we started headbutting each other. And they got that, and the owner came over and was like, hey, y'all get out of here and go home and get something to eat and come back later. We knew the guy. We were there, you know, soft, and we got to know him.
It looks cool. I've always thought it looks cool. Yeah. Like if you can really hurt somebody with a headbutt.
You know, when you're drunk and you headbutt, when it really hurts is later, like the next day, the next morning, you wake up and it's like, what has happened to my, I got bruises on my forehead. What is going on?
Yeah.
Now, you know what doesn't happen when you're headbutting people?
You're not getting any chicks.
You don't meet any girls.
No, I mean, no chicks. I mean,
not one.
No.
They don't even want you to come around them.
No. No chicks.
None at all.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Think back to when you were in elementary school. Because if it was any time before 2010, especially before 2000, your experience was so different than it is today. It's hard to even fathom. Like, you know, I was in elementary school a long time ago. We got paddled. You get in trouble on the bus, the principal gave you 3 licks. Got in trouble in class. We had a teacher that took you out of class. You stood up against the cinder block wall, raised your arms, you got 3 licks.
Good Lord.
I had a teacher in the fourth grade who, if you weren't paying attention, Ms. Newton, she'd throw an eraser and hit you inside of the head. It didn't hurt.
It's just so strange.
It's strange, but it got your attention. You realize, oh, hey, you better pay attention because she's throwing erasers today. Watch out. But there's a girl who's gone viral on TikTok with a story of what happened in her elementary school. Now, this was 2004.
Have you ever not realized that something about your childhood was a little weird until you're talking about it with somebody else and they question it and you're like, oh, I guess that was kind of odd. Like, I was talking to my boyfriend a couple nights ago and I was telling him about, like, I don't know, my elementary school experience. And I said, yeah, in first grade, if you got student of the month, the principal would take you on a ride on his motorcycle. And he said, what? I said, yeah, you'd go on a ride on his motorcycle. And he was like, that doesn't sound right. I said, no, I swear, your parents had to sign off on it. And you'd hold on to his belt loops, and he would take you to his house. No, I'm just kidding. He would, like, take you to go get ice cream.
Yeah, and there you go.
Yeah. Huh.
But again,
what?
Notice she pointed out, the parents signed off on it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Riggins, you are student of the month. Take this slip home. Tell your parents, I'm going to ride you on my motorcycle to go get ice cream as your gift, your prize for winning.
And you're going to hold on to my belt loops.
And your parents went, that's awesome. Signed off on it.
So cool. Yeah.
Hell, isn't I don't got to get my ice cream this time. That's a win-win.
Then he put a little baby helmet on him and they hung onto his belt loops and you rode his motorcycle to get ice cream.
My first grader.
That was your prize for being student of the month.
That is great.
Do you think it's weirder that the parents were cool with letting them get on a motorcycle or to go with the principal? Which part is the?
I think the motorcycle. I think it's weird they were going with the principal.
I felt the same way.
I'm of a totally different generation. If our principals were fine, upstanding men as far as we knew.
Sure.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't think along those lines, but yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and Friends.
Okay, Tech D Rob, what is your favorite thing from today's edition of Ace and Friends?
I think it would be the last story you just did with the going with the principal. It's so weird.
When were you in elementary school, Rob?
1990, I think, is when I started. Maybe 91.
Okay, so throughout the 90s, for the most part, the early part of the 90s. Would your parents have freaked out if you'd been student of the month and your reward was going to get ice cream with the principal on his motorcycle?
I think so. I don't think my dad might have been okay with it because he loved motorcycles, but I don't think my mom would have liked that very much.
Yeah.
I assume anyway.
And Riggins, you were in elementary school about the same time. Would your parents have been okay with that?
Yeah, they would have asked, why is the nun on a motorcycle first?
That's right.
But they wouldn't have blinked an eye, probably. Yeah. They probably not.
Yeah, if the nun had said, hey, tell you what, jump in my car. You get to get out of school during lunch today. I'm going to take you to get ice cream.
Yeah, I don't think they would have.
Like, today, people would be like, Absolutely not. But when, if when I was in elementary school, I said, hey, Mr. Cespiva, that was our principal, I was student of the month, so he's going to take me to get ice cream, and I get to get out of school a little bit early today. Well, that's great.
Good for you.
Yeah, congratulations. We're proud of you. Keep it up, buddy.
That's amazing.
Keep it going.
Make sure you hold on to the belt loops.
Okay. That's so weird. Reagan's favorite thing from today's Ace and Friends.
You know, I don't often pick a good news story, but I think that story about the professor that invited all of his students from the 70s during that last eclipse to come back in 2024 to have an eclipse party, I think is so charming and wonderful, because you don't hear enough great stories about good teachers.
He started telling us, if you missed it, he started telling his classes in 1978 that he would throw an eclipse party during the eclipse of 2024, and over a hundred of his former students actually showed up. He had the whole thing catered. He had glasses for everybody. And as he pointed out, it wasn't really about the eclipse. It was about, you know, the connection and the fact that he had made this connection with these kids, and that they still, you know, through different years, the '80s, the '90s, whenever they were in school, he managed to make enough of a connection with them that they came back and wanted to be a part of this. And that's really, really cool.
Nerds. He made it.
There you go, Ralph. Thanks.
Ace and Friends.